something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and I love having authors in studio because they're such interesting people, but they spend a lot of time alone, so it's good to mix.
It is, certainly.
Good morning to Laura Ellen Anderson, and you are the author and the illustrator as well,
yes,
of the Amelia Fang books.
I am, hello, so, thank you for having me.
No problem. So if you've got little ones at home, you'd be very familiar with this range of books. How did this all start for you? Because a lot of people say they'd love to write books or they'd like to be an illustrator, but they don't know. They kind of think, oh, it must be just a stroke of luck. Like J.K. Rowling, for example. She just got lucky. How do you get yourself seen and get noticed?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a lot of hard work. I went to university to study illustration. So I started illustrating books before I started writing them. And once I graduated, I was lucky enough to get an agent pretty much straight away. And I thought, you know, I've got nothing to lose. And I fully recommend getting an agent. That is a really good thing to do if you kind of want to pursue writing and illustrating, because they have the contacts to all the lovely publishers.
And the right publishers. Somebody made that point to me before. It's like, there's no point in going to somebody who looks after, say, for example, books on health.
Yeah.
If you want to do a book like your book.
Exactly. So they know exactly who to contact.
Because it's a difficult thing to get into, isn't it? Because there's so many people doing children's books now.
There
and there's so many celebrities doing children's books
now as well, which
makes it even more difficult.
It's from every angle. But all I can say is the piece of advice I give to people is not to be afraid to submit your work, because it is scary, especially when you're pouring your heart and soul into something. I always describe it as like one of those dreams where you go out and realise you've got no clothes on and you think, oh my gosh, people are going to be reading this and judging it, but you just have to put it out there.
So tell me about the characters in your range of books then.
Yes, so my books are set in the city of Nocturnia, in this kind of Halloween-y kingdom of the dark, and the creatures that live in the kingdom of the dark are called the creatures of the dark, but it doesn't mean they're mean or scary or evil. They just go to school or go to work during the night time and go to bed during the day. My stories follow Amelia Fang. She is a brave and friendly vampire, and her best friends Florence and Grimaldi, and it all kicks off in the first book, Amelia Fang and the Barbaric Ball, where they meet the future king of Nocturnia, Prince Tangine Lefloufle the First, and he's coming to Amelia's mother's annual barbaric ball for the first time in years, and he also joins Amelia's school, and he's a rather mean and spoiled sprout, but as the book goes on, you start to find out why he is acting the way he is, and Amelia's curiosity kind of gets the better of her, and she finds out a big deep dark secret about Nocturnia, perhaps the reason why the creatures there are absolutely terrified of the creatures in the kingdom next door, which is full of unicorns and fairies.
Yeah. It's not scary though, is it?
No, not at all. No, and it's not meant to be. It's more gross than scary, to be honest.
Okay. So when you're coming up with the character names, is it kind of like, you know, when you're naming your child and you're writing down a list of names and you're going, yeah, maybe that one, cross that one out, maybe that one.
Funnily enough, with Amelia Fang, there was not any kind of process to coming up with her name. It kind of just fell out of my brain. And then Florence, her name was kind of inspired my nan, who sadly passed away quite a few years ago now. Her middle name was Florence, and Flo for short, and Grimaldi being a little grim reaper. So I like to play with the kind of character they are and create their name, and a lot of names are inspired by food. For example, Tangine is a mixture of tahini and tagine. Frivolita, Countess Frivolita, was originally going to be called Countess Aubergine.
So these books are really, what age group are you aiming them at? Because we're coming up to Christmas, and these are amazing presents, aren't they?
Well, books are always a great present for Christmas. So the Amelia Fang books are kind of aimed towards 7 to 9 age range, if there's going to be a bracket, but they can be enjoyed by younger readers, or, you know, if parents love reading to their children, fully encourage that. They can do the voices of the characters.
So we're going to give away some copies of your book. You might sign them, will you, before you go?
Of course, with a little Squashy the Pumpkin stamp as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
The best luck in the future. So Amelia Fang, the latest book is called Amelia Fang and the Lost Yeti Treasures by Laura Ellen Anderson. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.